Introduction. What if I told you that your degree is less valuable today than it was 25 years ago? What if I told you that your professional experience doesn't mean a hill of beans in today's workforce? What if I told you that your employers really don't care anymore how hard you work? That your most valuable asset isn't your house, but your social media presence? That if you want to be successful in the 21st century, you have to become a thought leader? That if you can't sell, your chances to succeed are severely limited? These things and more are exactly what I'm going to tell you in this book. I'm going to teach you what no one has taught you. This book is going to shock you, frustrate you, and challenge everything you know about what it takes to be successful. I'm going to tell you what no one else is telling you, that the world has changed and the rules for success have changed with it. If you want to achieve success in this new world, you'll have to learn some new things. What we've been taught has become obsolete and gets more irrelevant as time goes by. Have you noticed? Haven't you felt it? It's almost impossible not to have noticed. It's all around you. Most of us can sense it. Something is going on, but you just can't put your finger on it. Your gut is telling you that things are different, but you're having trouble articulating it. Well, take solace in the fact that you're not crazy, and if you're feeling the changes, that's good. A lot of people haven't yet, and that will make what I say in this book that much harder to swallow. The changes you're feeling, those little sensations in your gut telling you that the world is a different place than it was just a few years ago, are spot on. The world has changed, and it's a big change. This book will prepare you to capitalize on this change and set yourself up for success. So what is this big change? We are moving into a new era. We're living through the change of an age. Let that sink in for a second. This is a new era, brand new in the history of the world. We've moved from the industrial age to the information age. This kind of change has happened only a handful of times in the history of human civilization, and we're living through it. I know, right? How crazy is that? In human history, only a small group of us gets to experience such a shift. Before this one, the last major change was the onset of the Industrial Revolution 150 years ago. We went from an agrarian society to an industrial one. Millions of people moved from self-sustaining farms and small plots of land into the city and into industrial jobs. Those who figured out how to manage this new industrial world won. If you think that what it took to be successful in the agrarian age was what it took to be successful in the industrial age, you better be glad you weren't there. You would have been toast. The most noticeable shift to success from an agrarian society to an industrial one had to do with education. If you wanted to crush it in the industrial age, you needed a formal education. This was not the case in the agrarian society. Learning to navigate the new industrial age was critical to success, and those who figured it out won. Some figured it out and others didn't. Today is no different. The industrial age began in the mid to late 1800s and arguably stuck with us until right around the mid 1980s to early 2000s. Now, just like education in the shift from the agrarian age to the industrial age, new rules and approaches to success in the information age are taking hold and becoming pervasive. We're ushering in a new era, and with it, new rules and approaches to success. I'm here to tell you all about these new rules, the ones that aren't taught yet because they're still so new. You'll notice that much of what I'm writing is contrary to many of those cherished ideas about success that we, as an industrial, even post-industrial society, have held on to for so long. As we cast new systems, we're dismantling the old conventional wisdom that no longer serves us. If I've successfully scared the shit out of you in the first few pages, rest easy. In spite of all the changes, some things haven't changed. When it comes to success, you're still going to have to work your ass off. There will never be a substitute for hard work, and the dawning of a new age isn't going to change that. Quite the contrary. Hard work is going to be just as important now, if not more so, than it's ever been. Today, however, it's where you focus that hard work that matters. Like hard work, grit and determination are still critical. If you don't have the fortitude to keep going, you won't make it. Drive, commitment, and hustle are as valuable today as they've always been. Confidence and passion, too. You are going to need all you've ever had to be successful now. These characteristics are still must-haves. Those folks with crazy amounts of passion and confidence will benefit in the information age. The difference in the information age will be where you focus your hard work, where you focus your grit and determination, and what you're passionate about.